You mentioned that President Obama, in your estimation, is trampling all over the Constitution. Tell us how.
Well, I think he's trampling on the Constitution. In other words, he is determined to have the federal government be the solution to virtually all problems. Just take a look at Obamacare, which is an attempt by the federal government to totally take over the provision of health care in America. It's unconstitutional. It costs the states billions of dollars, Texas $27 billion, and it doesn't appreciably improve the health care results. That's why, after 6 years of work in this past June, I passed a bill, Senate Bill 7, that will provide incentives for doctors and hospitals to have better results, follow best practices, and keep their patients out of hospitals. But the main thing for me is that Obama's actions are taking away opportunity. You see, opportunity to me, Scott, is the American dream. And I'm a fella whose dad was killed by a drunk driver when I was 3 years old, graduated from schools right here in Houston. Sure. And I believe in opportunity, and I want to make sure all of our children and our grandchildren have that same opportunity we had growing up.
On the health care question, let me ask you this. You have a Republican Party that seems, and of course there's a long way to go, but seems poised to nominate someone for the presidency who wrote what has been described as, or didn't write, but did sign and did push for and did help implement what was described as the blueprint for what you call Obamacare, this Romney Care in Massachusetts. Can Republicans, if that's the guy at the top of the ticket, really make the case that President Obama overreached on health care?
I think President Obama overreached on health care. It's unconstitutional. It has a mandate that requires individuals to buy a product. That's unconstitutional, I believe. As I said, it costs the states billions of dollars, Texas $27 billion, and it doesn't improve the outcomes.
Yeah.
I think free market permissive reforms of our entitlements, similar to what I talked about, plus others, letting people buy insurance across state lines, national tort reform, are steps in which will improve health care for all Americans at less money.
I think a lot of people will agree with that, but I'm not sure it answers my question, though. Is what they passed in Massachusetts, would you consider it the blueprint for what they did at the national level? And if Mitt Romney is the nominee, how can Republicans make the argument that it's bad?
Well, first of all, I'm going to make the argument that it's bad. I'll let Mitt Romney, if he's the nominee, explain that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if you're all running on the same ticket, isn't that tough?
I'm not sure that we're all running on the same ticket. I'm running for the United States Senate, and our nominee will be running for president. I will be supporting our nominee.
What is your bottom line? And I'm giving, since we're doing interviews with all of you who are running for Senate, 30 to 45 seconds or so, what is your bottom line if people go and vote in this primary, whenever that is, whenever they figure all that out, why should people vote for you?
Well, regardless of the attacks by my opponents, I have the most fiscal and social conservative record probably in the country, along with Governor Perry and the fine members of our legislature who voted with us. I'm the only person in this race, Scott, who's actually cut spending by billions of dollars or cut taxes by billions of dollars or both. Over the last several years, since 2007, I've helped pass 51 pieces of legislation that have cut taxes on Texans, on homeowners and businesses by over $14 billion. When people ask, I wonder what this man or woman's going to do in Washington, they don't have to worry in my case. They know what I've done in the past. They know I'm a fighter. They know I'm against Obamacare. It's unconstitutional. We'll repeal it. They know I'll fight for opportunity, cutting spending, cutting taxes, and I'm the only one in this race who's been involved in creating the Texas business environment, along with Governor Perry and the members of the legislature. I know what a good business environment looks like. I helped create it. That's what I want to do for America. I want every young, I want all our children and our grandchildren to have the opportunities you and I have had growing up.
Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, thank you.
Thank you, sir.